Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I'll be going to the farm in Illinois this Friday, and I'll update you on what I see back there next week. Today, I plan to touch on a number of subjects that are in headlines every day, starting with the Russia-Ukraine war. I don't think we know how it will end. The NATO countries continue to provide military weapons for Ukrainian forces, but it's not clear if either side is positioned for a big victory. This war could go on for a long time. One positive development, with the help of the United Nations and Turkey, Russia is allowing ships loaded with Ukrainian corn and wheat and other grain to be shipped through the Black Sea ports. Hungry people in Africa and Asia can't wait for it to arrive. It looks like we are in a better position now than a month or so ago to feed the world. Grain prices have come down from their highs back in June, and that means the market is not as concerned about supply. The drought concerns have eased. Yes, we do have drought, but Midwest agriculture, for the most part, has been spared. The recent government reports predict our yields will be not as good as last year, but still pretty good. Our food prices are high, but have fallen a little bit. Grocery prices did go up 13% from last year. Beef prices are worth watching. With the drought in many of our states west of the Mississippi River, many cattle ranchers don't have the feed to feed their cows, so they're off to market. The cost of fuel has fallen. It doesn't cost $5 or $6 per gallon today anyway. So far, inflation has not hit our farmers as hard as it could. In the early 1980s, we paid 16 to 18% interest on borrowed money to pay for fertilizer and seed and all of the operating costs. Thousands of farmers and ranchers went broke. They couldn't pay back to the bank what they borrowed. And then the country banks went broke. I was Ag Secretary at the time, and I met with Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker. I wanted him to cut the interest rate down. It was killing us. He said, not until inflation comes down. It's not that bad now. We don't want to go there either. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.